Same-sex couples are smiling in several states tonight after an important Supreme Court decision. Rania Aniftas has the story.
Same-sex marriage is now legal in 5 more states after Supreme Court's refusal to get involved in same-sex marriage cases. The Supreme Court announced this morning that it will not review marriage rights cases, leaving the final decision in the hands of the lower courts of appeals. This unexpected decision now allows same-sex couples to marry in Utah, Virginia, Indiana, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin. 6 other states might also be affected because their appeals are still pending, potentially resulting in 30 states allowing gay marriage. Legal and LGBT experts have some ideas as to why the court made this decision today. Rebecca Brown, a constitutional law theorist and professor at USC, says the Supreme Court isn't necessary when a decision on a controversial topic is unanimous.
It could happen later that a different court of appeals could decide to uphold the bans on same-sex marriage. If that happened, the court might, you know, reconsider, because then there would be a split in the circuit. Right. But so far, they've been unanimous. And so it's less compelling to the court to feel like they have to take the case.
Reverend Kelby Harrison, director of USC's LGBT Resource Center, argues that the decision is a great political strategy to avoid controversy.
It was a way of being able to allow the sort of natural progression of these rights to come to fruition without having to make a verbal statement in either way, which sort of protects them from both sides, the conservative side and the liberal side, from attacking their decision making. So I think it was incredibly smart.
Regardless of the Supreme Court's reasoning, many in the 5 states affected are thrilled.
This is an enormous step forward toward equality for LGBT Oklahomans. And we get to celebrate true love between individuals like we've never been able to do before.
That was Scott J. Hamilton, the executive director of Cimarron Alliance Equality Center in Oklahoma, who could not be happier about his state's accomplishment of same-sex marriage. However, he says that the LGBT community is not done working yet.
While we are celebrating in Oklahoma, and this is absolutely a tremendous victory, we recognize that we're far from the finish line. We have much, much work left to do because marriage equality is not truly there for everyone across our nation. And until that happens, we'll save some of that celebrating for that day.
As for today, love is in the air for countless same-sex couples who are already out filling their marriage license forms. Rania Aniftos, Annenberg Radio News.